Welcome back. It's a gimmick-free edition of the Pick 6 brought to you by Sports Authority. I'm your host, Mike Wobshall. It's Packer Week. Let's preview the big game during Pick 6. But first, a question from the Houston game last week. It comes from Chris in Minneapolis. I think it's great to have Chris Cook back. Any impressions on how he played Sunday? Well, the Vikings did not give up a play of over 20 yards. They kept Andre Johnson relatively in check. They didn't give up a touchdown. They only gave up 6 points. And Chris Cook started the game. I think you have to give him a lot of credit for the way he played and for coming back from the injury as soon as he could. Hopefully he'll be at his best again on Sunday because we're going to need it going up against Aaron Rodgers and that high-octane Packers offense. Our next question comes from Ignacio. No one gives us the respect that we deserve. We beat the 49ers and Texans. Do you believe we will start getting some kind of respect? I'm not really sure, and I'm not really worried about it. Here's the thing. The Vikings started 4-1 and surprised everybody, but then everyone expected them to come back to the pack, and they did. The Vikings were 6-6, and they lost 2 straight games two different times. But we don't have to worry about that. The key is the Vikings are playing well right now. They're looking for their 4th straight win, and if they can get it, they're going to make the playoffs. Then teams will start respecting the Vikings a little bit more. Our next question comes from Kim in Minneapolis. Will Clay Matthews being able to play this week be a difference for Adrian and the Vikings? There's no question. Clay Matthews is one of the best, most versatile defenders in the NFL, so having him back is going to be a big deal for Green Bay. He has 12 sacks in only 11 games played this season, so he's very productive. But the Vikings have been physical, and they've been good the last month, and I don't see any reason why that can't continue on Sunday against the Packers. Our next question comes from Jose in Tampa, Florida. How do you think the time change for this week's game will impact the players? Yes, fans, remember, the game time for Sunday's game against the Vikings and Packers has been changed from noon to 3:25 Central. I don't think it's really going to impact the players at all. In a game like this with so much on the line for both players, a time change of only 3 hours is not going to impact how they prepare or how they perform. There's so much on the line, neither team is going to come out flat. Our next question comes from Ben in Australia. What do you think Adrian Peterson needs to do to have a chance at winning the MVP? I already think he has a great chance given what he's done this season, helping the Vikings turn around 3-13 last year to 9-6 right now. But to win the MVP award, rushing for 102 yards to get to 2,000 for the season, that will not hurt. Rushing for 208 yards to pass Eric Dickerson's NFL single season record, that definitely wouldn't hurt. But most importantly, leading the Vikings to a victory over Green Bay on Sunday and making the playoffs, that's the best thing Adrian Peterson could do to win the MVP. He's our choice for MVP. Hopefully all the voters, they'll vote for him too. Our last question comes from Lindsay. If the Vikings lose to Green Bay, can they still make the playoffs? What help would they need? Yes, if the Vikings lose, they can still make the playoffs, but here's what has to happen. The Bears have to lose to Detroit, the Giants have to lose to Philadelphia, and then on Sunday night, we would have to sweat out that Dallas and Washington game and hope that the Redskins won. Hopefully, we don't have to worry about any of that because the Vikings win on Sunday. Win and you're in. You can't ask for much more if you're an NFL team or if you're a fan of an NFL team. It's Vikings and Packers kickoff 3:25 on Sunday. Don't miss the game. And remember, no matter what happens on Sunday, we're going to be back next week with another edition of Pick 6. So send your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and we'll see you next week.